Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it a great day for the Senate of the United States? Well, Chuck Schumer thinks so. He and joined by 18 Republicans just passed a 4,155-page bill that keeps our government open beyond Friday night, which is kind of good news. In fact, it will keep the government open and operating with some actual worthwhile changes all the way through this fall. Even though you can say that, the alternative was far more grim, isn't it right that the Congress shouldn't be rewarded or praised or hailed for doing things this way? In other words, you know that people used to say that less is more? And if they had concentrated on just doing what they needed to do, is it a triumph, really? Does someone believe that it's a triumph that they passed this bill by a 68-29 vote in the U.S. Senate? It's going over to the House. It's going to be signed by President Biden before he goes home for Christmas. He's going home to the White House, and which is at least his temporary home. And President Biden is not even traveling down to Delaware. But there is a coming after a very emotional, very moving speech by Volodymyr Zelensky last night to a joint session of Congress. Maybe that helped, because one of the good things in the bill is it does include more funding for Ukraine and more of a chance to win the war. Why is that so important? We will get to that. There's a terrific column that actually looks at a Churchill speech. And no, Zelensky isn't no Churchill. Churchill, you know, won a Nobel Prize, not the Peace Prize. He was a warrior, and so it would have been unusual for him to win the Peace Prize. He won a prize for literature because he was such an extraordinary writer, and the Nobel Committee wanted to honor him. In any event, the reference to a Churchill speech in 1941, before America was drawn into the war by Pearl Harbor, that speech indicated that there was a choice that the generation was making between a new dark ages and the bright sunlit uplands. Are we on the verge of bright and sunlit uplands? We will get to that. We'll also get to a conservative columnist who says, please, 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 Republicans who are thinking of running for president, don't do it. Unless you happen to be the governor of Florida. Is it a necessary idea to save the Republican Party to take worthy people like Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Mike Pompeo and say, no, you really shouldn't run for president? We will talk about that with Hugo Gerdrin of the Washington Examiner, and we'll also be speaking about movies of the year. There were some very good movies of 2022. Some of them are playing right now. What are they? And what are the stinkers that it is mandatory that you avoid? And by the way, the worst kind of stinker is one that goes on for more than 3 hours. Really. I think about how you'll never get those hours back of your life. Meanwhile, It takes a lot more than 3 hours to read the Senate bill that was just passed overwhelmingly. And it's a 4,155-page bill. But Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, and he will, of course, continue in that role because the Democrats actually gained a real majority. They now have 51 seats compared to the 49 Republicans. Senator Schumer held a press conference in which he just seemed, at least for Chuck Schumer, ebullient in terms of his relief and enthusiasm about the massive bill, the massive $1.7 trillion spending package they had just passed. Listen.
A lot of ups and downs, but the end, a great result that really helped the American people. That is true of the omnibus, which I'll say something about in his now. A lot of hard work, a lot of compromise, but we funded the government with an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, American national defense. It's one of the most significant appropriations process packages we've done in a really long time. It really helped women. I was really proud of those aspects, both in the omnibus and then the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was added to the bill. The Merkley Amendment dealing with feeding was added to the bill.
That's breastfeeding. I mean, the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, but really they ladle on one thing after another, one thing after another. The one aspect of the bill that I think is the most positive single aspect of the bill, other than just avoiding the stupidity and the destructiveness of a needless government and pointless government shutdown, the most important aspect of it is they passed a reform of the Electoral Count Act of 1887. And why is that so important? Because basically it's that Electoral Count Act that gave President Trump and people like Josh Hawley the idea that you could overturn an election using the Vice President of the United States and that clause of the Constitution that says that at a certain date the certified electoral votes shall be actually presented and counted, that basically they could do a recount. And this was not in the Electoral Count Act of 1887, but the act is so stupid, it is so outdated, it was passed as a reaction to the contested election of 1876, where it took them a congressionally established committee with Supreme Court justices and senators and congressmen and both parties to decide on disputes involving electoral votes where there was no agreement in the states as to how the states had actually voted. That was four states that were contested, South Carolina, Florida, and Oregon, and Louisiana. But, okay, so the Electoral Count Act now is going to go onto the ash heap of history where it belongs. But Pat Toomey isn't happy. He's leaving the Senate. He's been one of my favorite senators, and I admire Senator Toomey of Pennsylvania, especially in the light of him being replaced by Fetterman. John Fetterman? Yeah, that guy. But that's the one seat the Democrats gained that helped to give them real Senate control. Toomey said in a statement concerning his vote against the omnibus spending bill, "Congress does a disservice to itself and the American people when it considers $1.7 trillion in spending and hundreds of extraneous provisions compiled in one massive 4,155-page bill, all with little public transparency or opportunity to amend. It is true that the increase in defense spending included in the bill is desperately needed given the dangers facing our country and our international allies. But the legislation's reckless increase in domestic spending that simply ignores the past 2 years and trillions in extraordinary partisan spending above and beyond the normal appropriations will only exacerbate inflation," he says, "and make it more likely that future generations will inherit a magnitude of debt that can only be resolved through crisis. With my last vote," says Senator Toomey, "as a member of this body, I could not in good conscience condone this irresponsible product, nor the process that created it." What about Zelensky and his impact on Congress and the world? We'll get to that coming up.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Well, in the air, there's a feeling of continental blizzard, which means that pretty much wherever you are, we are not hit hard by it, particularly in the Northwest here. But the rest of the country, I mean, some of the statistics about with the wind chill factor, it reaching 20 degrees below zero, not below freezing, but below zero. This is very difficult for people in Wyoming or Chicago or anywhere around the Great Lakes, frankly. And if they are forced to stay home for Christmas because so many flights have been canceled, maybe just enjoy the joys of the season and of family. There is a piece in the New York Post by Representative Dan Bishop, who's a conservative Republican from North Carolina. He pointed out what he considered some of the most egregious provisions in the bill. And they're egregious not because they're necessarily terrible things. It's just because they don't really belong there. This is basically not a bill to change America. Let's fix everything we possibly can. Let's fill out a Democratic wish list. It's supposed to be a bill that keeps the government operating. But what it includes $410 million to reimburse Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman for tighter border security. This is one I didn't know about. It's a lot of money. I mean, $410 million, a lot of money. There's $524.4 million for the National Institutes of Health to fund a subdivision focused on minority health and health disparities research. This goes along with figures that were announced today about life expectancy, which is the worst since 1996. We are of the lowest life expectancy in this country, people losing years of their lives. And why? Well, because of COVID is one reason, but because of opioids and opioid overdoses and the more than 100,000 deaths in a year. In any event, $524.4 billion for National Institutes of Health to fund minority health and health disparities, the minority group that lost the most in terms of life expectancy, Native Americans. By the way, all of this also relates to increased usage of marijuana, alcohol, and other things that aren't necessarily good for you, particularly if you're a young person. $65 million for necessary expenses associated with the restoration of Pacific salmon populations. Okay, first of all, it's not that much money. Second of all, it is a long-term government program. This is not something new. And $65 million for salmon, Bishop tweeted, seems fishy, he said. That's because he's from North Carolina. And if he were from Washington or Oregon or the northern part of California, he might have a different view of the importance of salmon. Meanwhile, there is tremendous importance, and it's emphasized in a terrific column by Brett Stevens in the New York Times. I mean, fabulous column that everybody should read, based upon Churchill's words. But that came up because Vladimir Zelensky addressed Congress last night, and he received what was described by the Associated Press as thunderous applause. And if you actually watch, this is one of those occasions where people on both sides, nobody was sitting down. I don't know if there were a handful of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who does not support help to Ukraine. Maybe she was sitting down. But everybody else of both parties was up and applauding when Zelensky said this. This is clip two.
Thank you for both financial packages you have already provided us with and the ones you may be willing to decide on. Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
And he went on to talk about what actually Ukraine has accomplished so far thanks to American help. Clip three.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
And the Associated Press reported Zelensky received thunderous applause from members of Congress and presented lawmakers with a Ukrainian flag that had been autographed by frontline troops in Bakhmut, which is Ukraine's contested Donetsk province, which was held up behind him on the rostrum by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Kamala Harris. Pelosi presented Zelensky with an American flag that had been flown over the Capitol that day. Declaring that Ukraine will never surrender, Zelensky warned that the stakes of the conflict were greater than just the fate of his nation, that democracy worldwide is being tested. This battle cannot be ignored, he said, hoping that the ocean or something else will provide protection. He was speaking in English for what he had billed as a speech to Americans. Zelensky appeared well aware of political divisions in the U.S. over prolonged overseas spending and called on the House and Senate lawmakers to ensure that American leadership remains bicameral and bipartisan. In a joint news conference with Biden, Zelensky was pressed on how Ukraine would try to bring an end to the conflict. He rejected Biden's framing of a just peace, saying, "For me, as a president, just peace is no compromises." He said the war would end once Ukraine's sovereignty, freedom, and territorial integrity were restored, and Russia had paid back Ukraine for all the damage inflicted by its forces. Meanwhile, is this issue going to come up as an issue in Republican primaries for President of the United States? It could, because there are some Republicans who disagree with the generous support for Ukraine. But what do we need to get a successful candidate who can actually get elected president? We'll speak about that with Hugo Gurdrin of the Washington Examiner, who has a provocative plea.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, averting a Friday shutdown deadline. The bill now goes to the House, where a vote's expected tonight. It's not a fit day for man, nor beast, nor airliner. FlightAware says nearly 2,000 flights around the USA have been canceled so far today, another 4,500 delayed, thanks to what's called a once-in-a-generation storm. At airports, passengers are trying to cope.
Sounds like every single hour counts in trying to figure out when you're going to get home.
The weather looked not great. Great for white Christmas, not good for travel.
Even being delayed, let's say a day or so, is a big deal.
The storm's already done its damage in the Mountain West. Parts of I-70 in Colorado and I-90 in South Dakota have been closed. The system blasting the heartland today before invading the Northeast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the weather right now with all of those canceled flights, and oh, do I feel for people. Oh, do I hate it when a flight gets canceled on you and you can't travel where you want to go, especially when it's right before the great national holiday. And no, it's not just a religious holiday of Christmas. There's a message for Christmas that I hope will echo long beyond the Christmas season. It's a brilliant column that appeared in Washington Examiner by the editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner. His name is Hugo Gurdon. He has been the former editor of The Hill and previously served as an editor and reporter at the Daily Telegraph of London and the National Post of Canada. Okay, leaving aside other English-speaking countries, we have a situation right now where we have an unpopular president. We have an even more unpopular vice president. What is the danger you're worried about for the Republican Party in a race where, by all rights, a Republican should have a great chance of winning? What's the problem right now, Hugo?
Yeah, the problem is that too many Republicans, many of whom are indeed seasoned politicians and would do a much better job than Joe Biden, which I grant you is not saying that much.
Low
they
bar.
Look at the situation and they say, my gosh, look at that. Joe Biden, he's 80 years old. He's not doing a good job. He's deeply unpopular. The vice president, who's like one would think was best placed to replace him as a Democratic nominee if Biden decides not to run again, although he is going to run again, is also extremely unpopular. This is an ideal time for everybody who thinks that they can, you know, they are made of presidential timber, that they'd make a great president. So the temptation is for all of these Republicans to rush in, and it's very easy to put together a list of a dozen or even two dozen people who might want to do it, obviously some more plausible than others. The huge danger of that is that if there's a big field, the primaries can be won with a small proportion of the vote. And if you remember back in 2016, President then candidate Trump won New Hampshire with just 35% of the vote, and he won South Carolina, which was the next primary, with just 32% of the vote. In New Hampshire, there were just a small number of people after him who shared 60% of the vote. And in South Carolina, there was like 67% of the vote just in a few people after him. And what I'm saying here is there are far more votes against Trump. If you're somebody who, like me, wants to see a Republican and conservative in the White House, the last, and you don't want President Trump because the polls show that Joe Biden would beat him. Basically, Trump is just one of the very few Republicans, you know, big name Republicans who the Biden would beat. You don't want President Trump, former President Trump, to top the ticket because that'll ensure the Republicans are kept out of the White House. What you want is for a small number of people, preferably just someone like DeSantis running against Trump, so that he wins the nomination and you don't have Trump running through all of these other people who divide the Republican vote.
Okay, it's a very, very, very powerful argument. And you acknowledge that basically there could be doom by having a whole series of plausible candidates. But let's say it's more selective, that we don't have the, remember they did double debates last time with the Republicans. They had so many of them. They had sort of the kids' table and then the adults'
That's
table.
Right.
And okay, let's say we keep it to three or four or maybe five candidates. Is that enough, or do you still face the same problem of dividing the vote and handing a nomination to President Trump with whatever time he can spare from his various legal challenges that
right.
he's going to be facing in the next 2 years?
Well, it's a very good question, and one can't know for sure. And at the moment, there are people who are considering running who you would regard in some ways as being Republican heavyweights. I mean, just for example, Mike Pompeo or Nikki Haley, both very well known, they're seasoned. You know, Mike Pompeo has been head of the CIA. He's been Secretary of State. Nikki Haley has, you know, she was an ambassador to the United Nations, and she was the governor of South Carolina, successful, each, both of those in major jobs. But no one is asking them to run. They don't have any real following. Now, if they were in the race against DeSantis, you know, I don't think that they probably would pull a lot of votes away from him. But if you have, I think, so, I mean, I would be much happier to see, say, four candidates vying for the Republican ticket. It dilutes them less. If you've got a lot, if you go back to 2016, you had a lot of candidates who were kind of getting 7%. Now, 7% doesn't, it leaves you miles away from winning. But if you get a handful of people getting 7% who would otherwise, you know, whose votes would otherwise go to a sensible candidate, those 7%, you know, the 7% that they get can be very, very important.
Yeah, let me give an example of that, which is very pertinent, which is Chris Christie. I don't think he got 7% in any primary, but he was a factor in Trump's victory. How? Because he decimated Marco Rubio in a debate. Marco Rubio was one of the Republicans who actually had a chance to beat Trump for the nomination. And the other aspect that you raise in your column, and I must say it's a most chilling ending I've read to any column of political prognostication. You apparently had a conversation with someone who was part of Trump World, is part of the MAGA loyalist team, and who acknowledges what a lot of people have suspected, is that if Trump does not get the presidential nomination of the Republican Party, he'll run as an independent, which kind of appeals to him anyway. What
well,
can be done
right.
about
I mean,
that?
It's a terrible problem for, and what has to happen is that more, I mean, there has been a very strong drift over the course of the last 2 years, of Republicans, you know, immediately after Biden came into power, Republicans in polls said that they were, showed that they were more loyal to Trump than they were to the party. He meant more to them than the Republican Party. That balance has inverted. It was like, you know, 65-35 one way, and now it's like 65-35 the other way. So there needs to be, amongst the sensible Republicans who genuinely want Republican victory and are not part of this kind of personality cult of Donald Trump, to be making the case over the, as forcefully as they can, and again and again and again consistently, and pointing out that if you vote for Donald Trump, you're not, you're voting for someone who has proved himself a loser in the last three elections. The 2018 election, running against Trump, the Democrats took the, took Congress.
Won 43 seats.
Right. Took they, Biden, who in every previous presidential race he's ever run has been a rounding error. He's never been popular, but he still managed to beat Trump. And we've just had an election in 2022 where the Republicans just managed just to get the House, even though there's an almost historically unpopular president, and the, and the, and the historically president, historically unpopular president's party, the Democrats, actually gained a seat in the Senate.
And three governorships.
And three governorships, and the you know, Trump's major endorsements lost far more often than they won. He's a drag on the party now. He's dragged the party down three elections in a row, and he, and the polls right now show that Biden would beat him, whereas someone like DeSantis would beat Biden. So, you know, I got an angry note from someone after I wrote this column who, you know, accused me of being a rhino and all of this. And I said, surely the people who are Republican in name only are the ones who vote in a way that is going to defeat the Republicans. If you're not a Republican in name only, you actually want Republican victory. Don't vote for somebody. Don't support someone who's going to split the vote and make sure Democrats stay in power.
We will be right back. I hope you can hang with us for a few minutes more. Hugo Gudrun, who is the editor-in-chief of the Washington Examiner, coming up. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, there's a column in Washington Examiner, the headline, Don't Run, All You Republicans, Don't Run. And it actually looks out at a version of the future that almost seems inevitable, especially when you come to the conclusion of the column where there is the recognition that if President Trump does not win the nomination of the Republican Party, he is very likely to launch his own party, an America First Party or a MAGA Party or however you want to describe it, and to run as an independent. Hugo, you're very sure that he couldn't win a three-way race against, say, Biden and DeSantis. Why do you assume that with so much certainty?
Well, let us say DeSantis and Biden were running against him. Trump would get very few votes, if any, from the left-hand side of the spectrum. You have to remember that he was beaten by 7 million votes just running by himself against Biden. There's absolutely no chance that he would pull a substantial portion of the Democrats away from Biden. And in current polls, DeSantis beats Trump. So Republicans prefer DeSantis to Trump right now. And my guess is that the longer we get away from the Trump presidency, which is now 2 years away from it, and the more erratic he is by, for example, having dinner with Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist, and the Yi, who is an anti-Semite, that kind of thing, just turns people off. I don't think he's doing anything right now that is going to encourage people to join him. I think there is a dwindling number of diehard Trump supporters who, frankly, will just follow him no matter where he goes, no matter how implausible he is. And he's, like a month into his campaign right now, I mean, he's selling gift cards and stuff like that. I mean, this has become a grift and, a recognizable one, which is not going to attract anybody.
He made $4.5 million on selling the NFTs, the Trump cards as an astronaut and a cowboy and a race car driver and a superhero.
Right.
The interesting thing about that, I don't know if you covered it in the Washington Examiner. Do you know where that $4.5 million is going?
I don't, I'm afraid. We may well have covered it, but I haven't read the story myself. So,
the assumption, I think, by a lot of people had been it's raising money for his campaign because he's in the middle of a presidential campaign. He's already announced. It's not. It just goes to the Trump family. It's a family business. It's a right. personal profit-making venture of which he, as the tax returns now show, he has operated with varying levels of success over the years. What do you say to the argument that Trump is always, always underestimated? And you mentioned before that the polls show him losing to Biden. You know that Trump true believers don't believe that he lost to Biden, that he actually won the election. Right. And well, people said the same thing about Hillary, that Hillary was supposed to win by a comfortable margin, and Trump won that election. Why is it not possible that people could be just profoundly wrong again and underestimating the former president's appeal?
I think people have underestimated Trump, and I'm not one of those who thinks that everything he did was wrong and everything he touched was corrupted. But he, in 2016, he was running against a sort of historically bad politician, Hillary Clinton, profoundly unpopular, had, you know, but the party was going along with her, but, you know, I don't think that the country was in the least bit enthused by her. And Trump was fresh. But in saying that Biden would beat Trump, it isn't really a sort of speculative thing. Biden has already beaten Trump. This isn't, I wonder what would happen. It's what did happen when they last met. And Biden got 7 million more votes. Okay, it's not a popular vote thing, but he also won more states. He won the Electoral College. Now, yes, you're right. A lot of Trump supporters, encouraged by Trump, think that that isn't true and that the election was stolen. But the evidence for that is not there. It's just not there. I mean, there are things that went on about, you know, the changing in the rules of the way that people could vote. Some people say that amounts to rigging it in for the Democrats. There isn't the evidence that the thing was stolen. And, you know, he's not offering anything new except these strange baseball cards with him depicted as Superman. This is not the stuff of a persuasive presidential campaign.
The other point that I think is something we've talked about on the show before is Trump, as you said, was fresh. He was a novelty back in 2016. But people know him extremely well right now, and they seem to have very strong, unshakable opinions about Trump. And those opinions are emotional and enthusiastic, either enthusiastic and emotional on his behalf or not over mind and body. And there's been very little evidence even in the campaign so far, and he's been a candidate for nearly a month now, of an attempt to persuade people who would be considered to be dyed-in-the-wool Trump haters, who are not all Democrats, who include a large number of independents and some Republicans.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I think that oddly enough, his announcement of in his very early announcement of his intention to run for the presidency was an act of bravado and weakness, not one of strength. You know, he's declared himself much earlier than most people do, you know, probably as much as 6 months earlier than DeSantis will. But it was as though he had to say that he wasn't rattled by the midterm elections. He had to come across as brave and, you know, unrattled. His candidates had been underperformed the Republican Party in again and again and again through the midterm elections, and it was almost as though he was going to say, "That's completely unimportant. I'm still going to run." And he therefore declared himself. I think that there was a real note of weakness, and indeed, the speech was lackluster. He didn't look like he really wanted it. People in the room started talking amongst themselves. Some of them actually tried to leave the room at Mar-a-Lago, and they were stopped from getting out by security. He just doesn't catch fire with people in the way that he did. I mean, obviously, he catches fire with his base of support. But, you know, it's now a long time since he emerged in, 2015, coming down the elevator in Trump Tower. You know, he's been in everybody's faces and in everybody on everybody's TV screens for 7 years. He's not the fresh guy that people thought, oh, my goodness, this is something entirely new. They know the shtick. He's been in the White House. He's been tried. He's been tested, and he's been rejected.
He would also be 78 years old at the yep. next inauguration. He's 76 now. And I know he's youthful and zesty compared to Joe Biden, but that could be a factor. Karl Rove has a piece today about it's time for the baby boomers to let go in American politics. Yeah. I assume you think that's generally a good idea for both parties, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do think so. I think that the Democrats, up until now, have been run in Congress by, you know, Nancy Pelosi, 82, Steny Hoyer, 82, you know, Clyburn, 81 or so, something. You know, Schumer in the Senate is the spring chicken at 72 or 73. This is people clinging to power by their fingernails, and obviously Joe Biden is the supreme example of that. There needs to be new blood in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party. Then you look at who the possible candidates are in the Republican Party. You know, they are a younger generation, and I just think that it is time for the people who are in their 70s to move over and realize that that is not the time to be taking the most demanding job in the world, as Biden has shown himself. He shouldn't be in that job.
Yes, and this should be a message received by Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and, yes, a whole host of others. Hugo Goodman, Merry Christmas to you and to your family in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.